Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a gift that was from perhaps an inside job of a kicker.
You think double agent?
Maybe.
Parker Romo?
Like, honestly, I'm not ruling it out.
First missed extra point of the season for him.
Oh, is that true?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Field goals. That I
yeah, yeah. He's missed a couple field goals, but he was really good early. And so he probably was the better kicker in camp.
No,
now, he didn't.
No,
He wasn't drafted by the team, so I didn't really think he was going to make it.
No, but we were.
Yeah, yeah. We were there.
Brags. We were here at training camp and watching the kicking every day. And
he was
the
better.
Breakdown every day.
Yeah.
He outkicked Borgalis. Now, there's more that goes into that decision.
Oh, yeah.
And clearly, the Patriots got it right. Borgalis has hit everything since he missed one week one against the Raiders. Romo looked awesome week one, hit a million kicks on, I think it was Sunday Night Football, and then hasn't been the same kicker since. And it hasn't been as good as Borgalis. They nailed it. We were second-guessing it in training camp. We were second-guessing it when the roster came out. We were second-guessing it after week one when Borgalis was going one way, Romo was going the other. Not only did they get it right, but it comes home to roost in a game at Gillette Stadium this year. And it's another sign of, A, the Patriots are back, Keith, and B, like there's some of these things going on, these cosmic forces with the Patriots that continue to work out with them in a season where they're doing way better than we anticipated at 7-2.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it really matters, but in a few weeks, not seeing Cam Scataboo and Malik Nabers, you know, not seeing Joe Burrow,
yeah.
Like those are also like classic Patriot things where, again, not their fault, right? Like they have an easy schedule. Okay, that's the way it goes. Oh, the team you're playing's starting quarterback gets hurt? Sorry. Like that's the way it goes, right? And so they have some of that coming up. We'll see what receivers are standing for the Tampa Bay Bucks. They've been in and out of the lineup all year. But yeah, that's just how it goes. But usually they're the ones reaping the benefit of it, you know, getting 10, 11 wins, and part of it is that.
Yeah, so I after that kick, play it differently.
All right.
Romo hits the extra point. How would you have felt about the Patriots' chances of winning the game?
A little dicey.
Yeah, I didn't.
They had not been rolling offensively in the second half, and you just saw – not that Atlanta was a house of fire, but they were coming off of a good drive, right? Like
really their one real drive of the game. They had a couple of short fields, one really short field after May's fumble, another short one after a turnover, interception rather, and even their first touchdown where London scored. They only went 53 yards. They did it easily in five plays, but they really had one real drive, and they had just done it, Keith.
And, you know, you're trying to think, like, I forget if – had we seen Christian Gonzalez come back in the game yet? Or we saw – you know, so you're like, all right, if they don't have him
– he didn't return on that drive, no.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, if they had gone to overtime where they're like, all right, I don't love the chances the Patriots were going to march down and score. And then if Atlanta gets the ball, whether it be in regulation or if that game went to overtime, you're like, just pick on the backup corners. Like, that's what they were talking about. It was a Charles Robinson and McCourty. They're like – you got to try this. You got to throw on these guys. And they didn't really go nuts at it at all, which they should have. So, yeah, at that moment, no, I would not have felt great about it.
So the Patriots scored 21 points in the first half. It could have been a 21-7 lead at half. Maybe they tack on a field goal. Could have been 24-7 getting the ball to start the second half. It all turned on that May fumble. They scored on their opening drive of the second half, Keith. And May fumbled on the first play of the second half.
Where
he just kind of lost it going to the ground where he felt real loose with it. He was then, they got all the way down to, what was it? The Atlanta, like five or something like that. He got sacked on second down.
They got to the five.
Second and goal. Then it's a third and goal from the 14. They don't convert. They have to settle for a field goal. So their first drive of the second half feels like they're still kind of rolling. 24-14. 15 plays. They eat up a ton of the clock. And then they really do nothing for the rest of the game offensively. May throws a pick on the next drive. Patriots kind of have a drive to nowhere. Eight plays, 31 yards, where they have to punt. That's the one you complained about where they didn't really pin him as deep as maybe you thought they should have.
Yeah. The good pass to Diggs, right? That was
on third and 12.
Yeah, they had
and then
that.
There was another third and 12 where he missed pop. That's one of the plays down the field where I felt like, you know, they're not totally on the same page. Patriots then go three and out. They get the ball back again after the Falcons punt to them, and then they're able to run out the clock on the third down conversion to Henry, but they really didn't do much there.
No.
So I didn't love their chances if Romo hit the extra point. Honestly, there was a lot of time. All they needed was a field goal, but the way they were moving the ball or not moving the ball, I didn't feel great about it, but the good news is it didn't matter because the kicker blew the extra point.
Yeah, this is one, again, a lot of years you feel like you play like that or you execute like that just in the second half alone, you're not going to win. And you're going to be talking about, oh, we need to learn from this and we need to be better. That still applies, but you got the win and you're 7-2. And so another team that's 7-2, the Denver Broncos. Are they lighting the world on fire? Or do they look great at all stops?
They barely beat the Jets in London. That was an
barely. Oh my god! And they're down
beat
big.
The Texans yesterday, right? They were down huge to the Giants.
Right. So they didn't. They didn't score, you know, 20 points in the game, and yet they win on a field goal. And they're doing that against some bad teams, or at least teams like Atlanta, maybe even worse than Atlanta. So there is something to be said about like there aren't style points. Like, we, from the outside, can look at it and be like, oh, you'd like to see this, that, and the other thing against certain opponents, but it's going to come down to what their record is. And so you can use all that and say, all right, what's your confident level going into Tampa Bay? And if you were going to say, just based off of how they played in the second half, it probably shouldn't be very high. However, I like the whole direction the team is going in. I love the way Mike Vrabel is just taking complete control of this thing. Everybody is on the same page. And you're like, I think they're going to come out of this better than they were. Doesn't mean they play four perfect quarters on Sunday.
No.
But I just feel pretty good about this team overall.
Well, and I think, you know, you've highlighted Vrabel's message a couple of different times where it's like, hey, it's better to learn in a win than learn from
I love that. That's a good line.
Honestly, Mahomes had a similar line yesterday after they lost. Mahomes is like, you can only learn so much. You can only lose so many of these games and learn so much.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the flip side of it.
Yeah, because they lose to Buffalo, and Mahomes kind of had a similar line in the opposite direction. And
that was the old Chris Sale his last year here. He's like, I got to be better. It's like, yeah, we know. Or like Cam Newton. Cam Newton was great. He was a good soundbite, but you're like, you guys are losing every week.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to be better. Yeah, I know.
When I hated watching Cam, but like listening to him. Now I'm back to not liking even listening to him that much.
It's a twist.
Based on some of his Drake May analysis, although if he's smart, he gets in some of that analysis this week.
Oh, yeah. Now you have a little more ammo, although the counter would be they did win the game. And he
did.
He'd be rating over 100 again.
200 yards and 100-plus rating, and he's done it 8 straight games.
Is there a new
only one quarterback's done more of. He's now tied a bunch of quarterbacks who've done it 8 times in a row.
Tied Mahomes, right?
Same list. Mahomes.
I think it's just Rodgers.
Rodgers once. I think Manning and Brady in 07 are all on it. The only other one is Rodgers again, who did it 12 straight.
Right. Also in an MVP season.
Season. So, yeah, that's a
pretty good.
But, yeah, Cam, get your licks in this week with Tampa coming up. Anyway, perhaps one of the reasons they won, Keith, is they're back to their cheating ways, if you believe Raheem Morris.
Yeah, this is a new one for me.
Now, I read these comments first, and I thought they were much more inflammatory than listening to them. You disagree, Keith.
So I do. Let's
listen to Raheem Morris.
Okay.
This is on the Falcons' final offensive possession. They had the ball. It's where Penix wasn't ready for the snap, kind of got fumbled, not caught cleanly, rather, and he kind of spikes the football. There's an intentional grounding, puts the Falcons behind the sticks. They decide to punt it back to the Patriots, which I disagreed with, thought was a bad move, but that was the decision. Raheem Morris was asked about the intentional grounding. Here's what he had to say about it after the game.
You know, they did a nice job. They simulated a snap. The ball came early. It was snapped early within that snap. That was when we got the intentional grounding. Nice job by those guys. Great situation to football. Great play. They were clapping, simulated our snap, got us to snap the ball. And that's where the ball was snapped early on Mike when he wasn't ready for the snap.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
So I'll tell you, I wanted those to be, again, have more edge to him, have him sound more like Mike Tomlin a few years ago, where he's real pissed.
Done, my friend.
real pissed about the Patriots radio network and their headsets. I heard it and was a little disappointed. You heard it,
yeah,
Keith.
So I operate under the guideline that everybody is sarcastic at all times. Now, this isn't always the case. And so you can get into some hot water. You can read things the wrong way. But especially in this case, excuse me, when a head coach is like, yeah, but good for those guys. Because it's not really like, hey, great job. Because what he's talking about or what he is saying that the Patriots did is a penalty.
Yep.
Right? So, like, on the one hand, he's not. I guess he doesn't want to, like, blast the refs and maybe get fined for it. But it's like they got away with a penalty. So good for those guys. Yeah, but good for those guys.
Good situational football. Good for those guys.
Good for those guys. They did a good job. Good situational football. But what he is saying is they cheated. Like, what he's saying is what they did, great job by them, by the way. But that should have been called, and we shouldn't have been in the spot that we were in.
Also, it's the NFL. Why are you clapping?
Especially on the road? On the road in a the fourth quarter, you don't think there's a few people clapping? Like, give me a break. No, but what he's referring to would have been a penalty. And so he's obviously pissed about it, and he's sort of saying, like, that's why that happened.
I don't know that he was pissed. He didn't sound that pissed.
Yeah, I think he is, though.
I agree with you. On the one hand, he's just answering a question that he's asked.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you don't have to volunteer that information.
No.
Probably on some level does bother you.
Because they weren't, like, talking about it on the broadcast or anything like that. No. Or there was no talk about it at all.
Nice job by those guys. Great situation in football. Great play.
That is sarcasm. That is definitely sarcasm.
I don't want to let the Patriots off the hook, given their laundry list of accusations over the years. I don't want to let them off the hook, but have you seen anything that indicates it, like on any replay or any cop or anything? Like, I haven't seen it either.
No.
I know Milton Williams after the game, our guy Milkman, unbelievable pass rush there, maybe because he knew the snap count.
Where on the field would you have to be to really get that to work? With, like, the linebacker? Like, where would you be?
Who has to be clapping? Like,
for the center to think that it's the quarterback.
Right.
Line up in the backfield. That's a penalty.
The D linemen with their hands on the ground can't be doing it.
They're not doing it.
So, yeah, and everybody else might be too far away. So, yeah,
and if the corner's doing it, you're like, okay, that guy's clapping like an idiot. Yeah. I don't know why he's doing that. So I really don't get this one. It is, but it's such a Sour Patch Kids excuse.
Milton Williams says, I didn't hear any clap. He says, I'm looking at the ball. The ball moves. I'm gone.
That's a good line.
And he was gone.
He's awesome.
On that play. Vrabel talked about it with the media about 2 hours ago. He spoke about it with Greg this morning.
Yep.
Here's the exchange with the Greg Hill Show. He joins him every Patriots Monday on what he has now deemed hashtag clapgate.
Morris, after the game, called out the guys for simulating a snap. Do you have any response to that?
I don't. I mean, I didn't see anything. Like, is that fake? I don't know.
It was a magic clap. It was
a phantom clap.
I clap all the time. Like,
I mean, the quarterbacks, when they want the ball, it's like. I mean, I didn't see anybody doing that. And then we don't, like, do the clap. Like,
college clap. College offense clap. Everybody's doing it.
I mean, it could be like an errant clap.
But I mean, I do see that when the quarterback, like, when it's like the silent, and it'll be like.
Yeah, like right.
But I don't see anybody, like, do that.
I don't have either. Yeah, I don't know.
Clap gate.
Stretch up there. Stretch sees everything. He might know.
It was Stretch. That was new. I didn't see that. I just know. And then maybe that's a testament to our fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It got loud, and I could hear the energy. And so thank them for that. But that's a good point. I didn't see anything, and I'll let you guys go investigate.
Okay.
To Nick's point, you're an NFL offense, fourth quarter of a road game, 1-point game, and you're just relying on clapping? Like, maybe come up with something else so that isn't a problem. Or so you at least can't blame it. I personally don't think it was the problem, but that's what Morris decided to use as an excuse for why that play and ultimately cost them a chance to even move down the field.
I also like Vrabel being like...
Your hands clap. I said, I can make your hands clap.
Yeah, again, careful with isolating that audio. I don't want the SEC yelling at us over what you hear there.
Yeah.
But no, I do like Vrabel saying...
I'm going to...
I do like Vrabel saying that it must have been our fans must have been so loud. It must have been our fans clapping. Like, no, if your fans
it definitely
really
was
loud,
yeah.
I don't think they would have heard any clapping, alleged clapping on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag clapgate, though.
Clapgate, though, he's starting it. But I like Vrabel also, like, leading into this franchise having all these different gates that's associated true. With it. Like, why not?
That's true.
I got to hide from it.
I could have sworn that was your ex-wife, but I'll tell you, that's a new name and a new gate potentially for the Patriots. Meanwhile, they lose Christian Gonzalez for a stretch in that game yesterday. In a good sign, Gonzalez meets with the media, returned to the game yesterday, and seemed none the worse for wear. He's Gonzo after the game.
Yeah, it was a good route, good coverage. I mean, it's two big time players, you know, going to fight for a ball, and you know he came down with it, but you know I'm glad we got the win.
Did you hit your head?
Yeah, I just landed, hit my head. You know, just gotta be careful with that, and so but I'm good.
Christian, did they put you through concussion protocol after that happened?
Yeah, I'm good though.
So you're cleared.
I'm good.
He's good.
He's good. And, you know, I guess I wouldn't feel too concerned about him missing any time. Although, as we went through last week with Drake May, I think Vrabel was asked about it the day after the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes these symptoms, even if you pass immediately, come up the next day. So I guess he's not totally in the clear yet. I'd expect him to be out there. My initial reaction, though, was, well, here we go again with Gonzalez. And I don't mean to say
Eeks.
What we were saying about him in the offseason, which is, is this guy doing everything to get back out there? Is he pushing himself? Just, it didn't look great when he hit the deck.
No, and really none of that looked great. I mean,
that'd be a big loss if he's not out there.
Oh, it'd be a huge loss, especially with maybe teams see what they can do if they have the big receivers, which a lot of teams do have big receivers. And you say, if you can get him matched up on Marcus Jones, he's a great player.
Go
he's competitive.
Feast.
Yeah, but just he physically can't do it. Because that Gonzalez sequence was as rough as you could possibly go. Like, I don't think his agent's going to use that one when he's negotiating for $200 million. He's like, see on this play, he committed a penalty, gave up a catch, and got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, let's delete that one.
Yeah, I think his coverage grade in the slot went down quite a bit.
That was not ideal.
After Drake May mossed him a couple of times. But no, you're right. That really, or Drake London, rather, it really couldn't have gone any worse because, as you said, he makes the catch on him.
Yep.
Gonzo gets penalized.
Well, he interrupted his route first, which was a penalty, and then he went through, still made the catch on him, and then he got hurt. Yeah.
There you go. So as about the only thing that didn't hurt him was
The injuries are, like, they've been pretty clean this year. The Patriots have. Now, obviously, Gonzalez might be your best player, and he missed the first handful of games. So there is that. But now Ramondre Stevenson missed this week. Kayshon Booty missed most of the game and may miss now. Well, I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Well, but Vrabel again, just
day to day.
Vrabel said day to day, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be doing much early in the week. So I'd say his status at best is in the air for Sunday.
So we'll see how they sort of deal with all those. And you do have the trade deadline tomorrow at 4. And I'd put running back on the list anyway, even ahead of wide receiver, even ahead of safety. I still think running back, even if Stevenson didn't have a toe injury, would have been my top priority. And now that he does, it's not like a season ender or anything, but even still, I would for sure put that at the top of the list.
So I was going to ask you, should they act any differently because of the injuries, specifically Stevenson? We don't know. They have a good idea. We don't know. And I guess Booty as well. Should they act any differently at the deadline tomorrow?
So running back, no. I would act the same, whether he's there or not. Receiver, depending on what they think with Kayshon Booty, and if you can get somebody, because before I was saying, like, you don't want to add somebody to the room that, I don't know, is he like the fifth guy? Like, what does that even really do for you?
We mentioned Shahid, who's a nice receiver.
Yeah, like, I'm out on that.
He's not really upgrading.
Yeah.
I mean, speed-wise, maybe, but he's not really upgrading much in your room.
But now,
Booty's going to be out.
Yes.
Maybe you treat that differently.
Well, now it is a little bit different because you're like, can you get somebody to jump in right now and be more involved in the offense than Kyle Williams? Maybe. Now, if you were, like, more involved
I've quite frankly
seen
enough of Kyle Williams.
Yeah. Well, like, for this season, it doesn't seem like he's going to be a big help.
That's what I mean.
Help.
I'm not out maybe big picture. And, look, I threw in the towel on Pop Douglas a few weeks ago, too, and he's answered back in a big way. So,
yeah, now I think there are less guys available outside of, like, the big ticket guy, like A.J. Brown, that are definitely better than Mac Hollins for this offense this season. Mac Hollins and Pop Douglas, but there's got to be somebody more effective than Kyle Williams. So maybe because of the Booty injury, you do look at that a little bit differently.
Graziano wrote about some of the specific names that could move at the deadline linked to the Patriots. He mentioned all the Miami edge rushers. One of them already moved, Jalen Phillips to the Eagles, who have traded for pretty much everybody. Bradley Chubb and Matthew Judon as well. I'm not real interested in a Judon return.
No.
And I don't necessarily see the Dolphins doing that. The running backs he hit on, I know you like Breece Hall, Keith.
Yeah, that'd be my top choice.
Your number one trade target. Any of these other running backs interest you? Jerome Ford?
No.
Jalen Wright?
No.
Tony Pollard?
Yes.
You like Tony Pollard?
Yes.
Chuba Hubbard?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, if they can make a move like that, I don't really think that drastically changes their running back room. But something like that.
Breece Hall would.
Today, oh, I'm sorry. Hall, definitely. Those other.
Oh, the other guys. Yeah.
Yeah, to me, they should be adding between now and tomorrow's deadline. And the sense I get, we played you a clip from Bedard. I've read enough from the local beat writers. I've heard enough from the national guys. They're not going to defer from their plan. This is a multi-year rebuild, etc. I'm not bracing for a move between now and the trade deadline, but I hope they do. And I hope I'm wrong about
it. Can we not say it's rebuilt? I think it's rebuilt.
That's what I thought.
Things have been rebuilt.
But now I've heard this enough times, too. Like, I think Breer said it. Bedard said it. Like, the Commanders are a cautionary tale. And it's like, oh, so somebody here is saying that. Like, I've now heard that enough different places where I'm like, people within the Patriots are pointing to the Commanders as a cautionary tale. And as I said earlier, I don't think they're bad because they gave up a fifth rounder for Debo. Like, I don't think that's why they're bad. I think they're bad because their quarterback gets hurt every week. I think that's why they're struggling and that's why they're bad. I don't think it's some of their late round day three picks that they gave up for good players. I personally don't think that's their problem.
Jaden Daniels has missed three full games, let alone the games he like got knocked out of, and Terry McLaurin's missed like five games.
Bingo.
That's why they're not as good.
And I'm sure they're playing a tougher schedule. They probably were never as good as they showed last year. But just because the Commanders got worse and their quarterback gets hurt every week doesn't mean you don't make trades. Like I don't get that. But
either.
That sounds like the logic it coming does. Out of this football facility. Jones and Keith live at Gillette Stadium here today on a Patriots Monday. You want to line up for WEEI afternoons? You can. 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Dan Ball. Plus, Drake May going to join them a little after 2 o'clock. 2:05 is the last that I heard. So keep it locked in here on a Patriots Monday. They'll talk to Marcus Jones as well. Hopefully he already signed that contract in ink. Hopefully that's already done. And the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Uh-huh.
We will get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Egg.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, Game 7 of the World Series took place Saturday night. And we have a champion. It's the same as the last champion. The LA Dodgers defeat the Blue Jays 5-4 in 11 innings. And dare I say, some high theater. Just an unbelievably exciting baseball game that we
you
had.
You led the Dodgers
to the World Series.
Let me tell you.
We picked them the whole way. We had them the whole way.
We sure did.
So, and, yeah, holy smokes.
I mean, that was an incredible game, an incredible series. I don't think it's hyperbole to call it one of the best World Series games of all time, and I don't think it's hyperbole to call it one of the greatest World Series of all time.
Like, it was awesome. There were so many incredible plays, so many like bang bang plays. It was 3-0 because of Bo Bichette, and he homers off of Ohtani. So first of all, just setting the stage, you have Shohei Ohtani starting the game.
Yep.
Against what's left of Max Scherzer, but he grinded it out.
He did.
And they're up 3-0 thanks to Bo Bichette. So the place is obviously going crazy. The game is in Toronto. And then L.A. claws back to make it 3-2. Then it's 4-2 in the sixth. So going into the seventh, it's 4-2. And you're like, all right, a few more ups. Let's see what happens. Mookie Betts had some chances here and there. But it was Max Muncy, home run. That was a bomb. That made it 4-3 in the eighth. And then so ninth inning, down by one. And you get another home run, Miguel Rojas, of all people.
Who, by the way, apparently injured himself. He fractured a rib. I read this yesterday. He fractured a rib celebrating their walk-off earlier in the series. So he was hurt. I honestly couldn't believe Roberts let him hit. I couldn't believe he let him hit.
Genius move. Yeah.
Shows what I know. You have all these bang-bang plays, the play at the plate.
The play at the plate was insane because you were like,
That was Rojas, too.
That was Rojas, but
the throw. Sorry,
the throw was. Yeah. But what was amazing about that play is that would have decided the World Series.
Yeah,
and it would have been demoralizing if it was one of those things where
that's how the Phillies lost earlier
in
the playoffs.
Yeah. You like you go to review and you're like, what was it? And you're like, oh, the call's overturned. You're the World Series champ.
Oh, that's true. I thought it was the way they lost.
Like how anticlimactic that was.
Yeah.
And like I hate umpires, but he got it right.
He got it right
in real time, and that one. As soon as I saw the one replay, I was like, oh, they did get it right, but it could not have been closer.
No.
The catcher's toe touches down a fraction of a second.
And if they called him safe on the field, I could see how, they might have reversed it. I don't think they would have, but I could see how they might have. So, no, that was incredible.
And then you got Dodgers almost running into each other in the outfield.
Andy Pages. Ran over poor little Kike out there.
Guerrero's trying to be a hero.
Incredible game.
Awesome.
So here's my thing. I wanted, with every fiber of my being, to root for Canada and root for Toronto and root against the Dodgers. I couldn't do it. And maybe some of it, Keith, I'll acknowledge, is we just kept picking them over and over again. I like being right.
I picked the Dodgers.
I couldn't, by the end of the series, I couldn't stand most of the guys on the Blue Jays. They all annoyed the crap out of me, specifically Ernie Clement. That guy bothered me so much. It wasn't even funny. By the end of the series, I was just specifically rooting against him. Most of the guys on the Blue Jays were pissing me off. They all fist pumped. They all celebrated everything, and it was starting to annoy me. And I'm okay with guys celebrating to a degree, but when every single player does it on every single play, and especially that little dork, Ernie Clement, bothered me maybe more than anyone since Scott Brosius. I tweeted this out.
Oh, right after, really?
Yes. Like, I couldn't believe how much he was bothering me. I couldn't bring myself to root for. I was actually happy the Dodgers won, which I guess is rooting for big baseball and rooting for.
No,
just
I'm rooting for spending.
Spend,
spend.
But I, yeah,
good.
I mean, I guess
as a Red Sox fan,
John Henry,
as a Red Sox fan,
the
good.
Blue Jays spend too. But I couldn't stand that Blue Jays team by the end of the series.
How about also in the mix, Yamamoto throws a gem in Game 6.
It? Unbelievable.
And so he's at 95.6 pitches in Game 6. Comes back and throws 2 2/3, like the highest leverage ever.
And he could have kept going.
Oh, he'd still be pitching.
Yeah.
If it was up to him. That guy's incredible.
Bumgarner, Randy Johnson, like it's on that level of performance. Absolutely deserving a World Series
MVP. That was awesome.
That was a tremendous game.
It was a great World Series.
And a tremendous World Series.
And the people watched it, Jones. The numbers are in. Game 7 is the most watched fall classic game since 2017.
Woo!
The game averaged a combined 25.98 million viewers.
Well, that was me and you, and then apparently a lot of other people.
A lot of other people also watched it. I guess final numbers are expected to be released tomorrow, but they're saying better than Game 7 of the NBA Finals and as you said, almost better than every baseball game in a decade. So,
yeah, so that's
people watch it. That's good.
That it outrates the NBA Finals. But I guess, you know, when baseball is good and when it has like a big signature game like that, it can still draw an audience. I'd say on balance, I mean, the NBA Finals, you know, way outdraws Major League Baseball and certainly the Stanley Cup. But yeah, when all the factors are coming together,
it's a close game, Game 7. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
And then you see these dramatic plays one after the next. I mean, that was good stuff.
Of all the
grab bag
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Well, the Bozo Parlay did not hit this week as an update to that. Yeah.
I missed.
Two right, maybe? I think me and Lanny hit it. So this is what I got right now. Jones and I are 5 hits, 4 misses.
Okay, so I still haven't fallen off too far.
No,
I missed the last 2 weeks, though.
Nick is 4 hits, 5 misses. Billy is 2 hits, 7 misses. And for some reason, we keep asking Terp to do it. He is at 1 hit, 8 misses.
That's all right.
That's what I'm looking at. And that's all right. We'll get back on that horse. Week 10's the week. That's the week to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
I was able to hit the survivor, though, so the survivor rolls on. I'm unopposed at this point, but we're going for a record.
I can't tell if I like that Keith's still doing it or now.
I think I have to at this point. I'm just giving the people a survivor winner. That's all. No big deal. 9 for 9.
Yeah, pretty good.
I used up the Rams. I can't use your Rams anymore, but that's fine.
Rich Keefe. My sugar boo. I'm levitating.
The Milky Way. We're renegading. Grab bag.
Pretty good.
All right, well, the Celtics weekend, they got a win in the NBA Cup on Friday night.
Look, you don't have to tell me, Keefe.
You were locked in. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Did not go as well against Ime Udoka and the Rockets on Saturday. So they split over the weekend. They're back in action tonight against the Utah Jazz at home at 7:30.
Speaking of our guy Terp, he called it a scheduled loss on WEEI.com is what he called that.
Oh, that's like out of the Raycroft book.
Yeah,
scheduled loss,
I would tell you, I think they could play the Rockets anywhere, anytime, with as many days off as they need. I don't see them beating that team. They look real good.
All right.
All the grab bags.
Walk like this.
Grab bags.
Walk like this. All the
grab bags.
Walk like
Jones and Keith.
Don't look now, Jones, but the Boston Bruins might be the hottest team in sports.
Hot as a pistol.
They've won 3 straight, including a 2-1 win on Saturday against Carolina, where Jeremy Swayman was back in net. I called it
you
on
did.
Friday.
Hand up.
Yep.
Text line called me out.
Yep.
Said, Jones, you're the worst at reading these coaches, and you constantly are analyzing it. And you're always wrong. Hand up. Text line was right.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Keith was right.
That's
I was
right.
wrong. I thought they'd go back to Corpy. I didn't want them to go back to Swayman, and it turns out Swayman was great. They win again.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Grab bag?
Sure did. You know what? It might have been us dressing up as Bill Belichick that inspired a North Carolina win on Friday. Halloween, Bill Belichick got a win. He went into that hornet's nest that is Syracuse.
Yeah.
And he beat the orange men and women. Big win, though, for Bill. Who'd have thought Bill was going to pull off a W there? Now, they weren't like huge dogs. The shine had come off of Syracuse quite a bit, but he blew them out 27-10.
They also started a true freshman quarterback that never played.
This
who didn't complete a pass in the first half.
I picked Hughes to win and cover on Friday. I didn't know they were going to go to some quarterback I had never heard of.
Yeah, well, listen, new blood.
But let me tell you, there was a tweet going around the other day, and it was like, oh, there's no different. People talked about Dion one way, and now they're talking about Bill another way, and there was never.
Oh, yeah.
That tweet going
I
around?
Did. I saw you. Well, you were getting upset about
well,
it.
Just,
I saw the tweet because of you.
It's like, okay. But it was. I didn't just like find that out of nowhere. Like it had.
It found you.
It had,
they tagged you in it.
It had like a big following. And people are like, yeah, how come people are talking about Dion that way? And it's like, oh.
They had one win.
Dion took over a one-win Colorado team. Bill's team was in a bowl game last year. Yeah, but Dion had Shadur and the Heisman favorite in Travis Hunter. Yeah, he brought them to Colorado.
Yeah.
Bill ran off all the good players at UNC. He brought in none.
Well, also, as
he chose to pay $2 million to this bum-ass quarterback
Gio Lopez
from South Alabama. Like, that's his fault. He's in charge of the roster, just like Deion's in charge of the roster.
But also, as confident as Deion Sanders can be and present himself, Mike Lombardi said before the year they were going to be the 33rd NFL team. Like, he put a bullseye on him. He's like, are going to be like, we are where you want to go to go to the NFL. And they have been terrible, but they did get a win, so they are now 3-5 on the year.
Congrats to Bill and Mike.
Now, Hardy. Boston College, meanwhile, Jones, they did not win. However, they covered. They were like 30-point dogs. They lost by 15 to Notre Dame, but Bill O'Brien and the Eagles are 1-8. And so 2 weeks ago, I liked Bill O'Brien's post game because he's like, I can't fix it. And then this week, he was like, guys, I told everybody, if this is the worst thing that you deal with in life, then you've had a good life.
Oh,
like,
he's moved on to that.
He's gone to that. Oh, he's like, guys, losing a football game is not the worst thing ever. It's like, right. But maybe try to mix in a win. Yeah. Maybe try. So he's like, he's at his wit's end, this poor guy.
Yeah. That sounds like a guy who's fired.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If losing to Notre Dame is the worst thing that ever happens to you in your entire life,
you're
like, I doubt it.
I didn't realize he was over there. Okay. Yeah.
It paid off.
That does work, yeah.
Congratulations to Cam Little for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who hit an NFL record 68-yard field goal.
Yeah, who was
that? Walks off the bus. He's in field goal range.
Who was it? It was one of the D coordinators. Maybe Vic Fangio was like, somebody's hitting from 70 this year.
Yeah, this guy in preseason, actually?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he did.
So maybe he was saying it would happen in a real game.
It's happening.
It's going to happen.
It's happening.
It's crazy.
It's just it's like somebody's just going to kick the ball out of bounds on a kickoff and then just line up for a field goal. Like, with no time. Like, we're good. We'll take it from here.
They do. I mean, it has gotten stupid. Like, they need to go back. They can't let these kickers do whatever they want with these footballs like they have.
Maybe that's it.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Good for them.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show.
That's true.
And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
Packers tight end Tucker Kraft torn ACL out for the season.
Yeah, you're lucky, Ball. If you're out there listening, Ball, you're lucky with this fancy magic. He got knocked out early.
That's a tough
one. I'm gonna be hitting the tight end waiver wire this week, I can tell you that.
All right.
In the criminal justice system, grab bag-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Grab Bag Unit. These are their stories.
All right, double Dork Podcast tonight, starting at 8:45 on the Dork Podcast YouTube channel. We're going to start with, we're going to revisit the 1987 The Running Man. The original The Running Man. The new one's coming out this week with Glenn Powell. This is a remake of a Schwarzenegger movie.
Huh.
It was written by Stephen King under his pen name, Richard Baumbach, or Bachman. And so rewatched The Running Man over the weekend. What a wild ride that is. And then we're also top 25 movies since 2000.
Top 25 since 2000. I like that.
So top 25 movies of the last 25 years.
And an original Running Man breakdown.
Holy mackerel.
All right, don't miss it tonight.
Yeah, should be good.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from yesterday. Jones, was it Luka Doncic? Triple-double, 29, 11, and 10. Devin Booker, 28 points, 13 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 30 points, 7 assists. Jake LaRavia, 25 points, 8 boards for the Lakers. Or Donovan Mitchell, 37 points, 5 assists for the Cleveland Cavaliers in their win over the Hawks.
Give it to Luka, just because he's got Austin Reeves on that team now. And it's
that's
nice.
True.
You can put up stats next to that guy. So
that's
let's
tough.
Give it to Luka, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, because we are here at Gillette, we're going to let Nick handle this one. These are
always dangerous.
Some of these have been good. So, okay. Nick, what do we got tonight?
We have a former Jay and Dodger in honor of the World Series, but he also played for the Phillies and Nationals, played all over the outfield, every outfield position.
Raul Mondesi.
It is not. He played from 02 to 2017, so a 15-year career. He was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
Also, he was an All-Star with the Phillies in 2009.
I can picture him. Jason Worth.
He got it!
Nice. When he had to have a bad game, the Phillies fans would say, more like Jason Worthless.
I love the video of him in some men's league just like teeing off. He showed up to some pickup league and absolutely had murdered the baseball.
Wait, he had a big grizzly beard. Yeah. Baseball pickup, like a beer league?
Like it was like an adult, semi. Nice. Like, I don't know if it was like semi pro or not. But
he had
like,
a big beard. Didn't he at one point?
He had the look of like Edge from wrestling for a while.
Yes, he did.
Like, the long hair.
He got it. He got it. Yep. He understood the assignment.
Nice job.
Okay, random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. It's Patriots Monday. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got her. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And Drake May coming up about 20 minutes from now, 2:05, scheduled on a Patriots Monday. Plus, we got the clip du jour next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, wrapping up a Patriots Monday for us from Gillette Stadium. WEEI Afternoons coming up. They got Drake May right off the rip. They got Marcus Jones a little bit later on following the Patriots win over the Falcons yesterday. But Jones, right now, it is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, in person, we had a chance to talk to Hunter Henry and ask him the surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, mother.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, for those that don't know, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you're not surprised at all, how surprised are you that we are still doing this bit 9 weeks into the season?
I'm probably up there. Let's say, let's go 75.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
I think we have to keep doing it now. You guys won six in a row. The team's rolling.
It's the good luck charm.
I mean, honestly, I think it's working.
Yeah, I think it's been the key to the win streak, if I do say so myself.
It is sneaky.
So a 75.
Yeah.
See, now if I were him, I don't want to tell the man how to do his own bit there. Go with a low number.
Low number?
Yeah.
No, he's surprised that we're doing it.
You go, guys. I'm
very surprised.
I've met you guys once before in my life. I'm not surprised at all.
Good point.
You two idiots.
That's a good point.
To one.
Yeah, that's probably true. Or maybe he's surprised that we're allowed to keep doing it. Maybe that's part of the surprise.
I will maintain. I said this a couple of times today. That the intro felt longer with him sitting right there.
Yeah, and we had like a full studio audience for that too. But people loved it. They loved the surprise
people
question.
Went. Yeah. The people went.
Like, that is surprising. That is surprising. You're still doing it. That is surprising.
The people really, really did.
Although somebody texted in a really good one for next week, so this will not be the last
one. Is this the one that they texted?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually already forgot what it is, but I knew
we had
one in the hopper.
I saved it.
Okay, good.
Saved it up
I
here.
I like that. Yep. So that is the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Speaking of replaying things for people, I hope they're going to replay Drake May.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Chris Schein.
Schein, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
they have to.
Yeah.
Especially after a win. I think it'll be easier to do it after a win than after a loss.
Although on the TV broadcast, Drake May claimed he didn't even know the outfit he was wearing.
Okay, well.
So I don't know if that makes Schein feel any differently.
No, I don't think – no. My guess would be Schein feels no differently at all. In fact, he'd love to explain to him about his outfit.
But
probably tell him all about it. Like, spend the time.
He very much would.
Yeah.
I think that's true. Okay, we'll keep it locked here. WEEI Afternoons. They come your way next on a Patriots Monday. No crossover. But would be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. At the Nines, their $14.99 big deal meal starts the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. We're back tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday. Tommy Tuesday, we got a key for madness for you. All that starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.